Hey guys, it's Monday here on Day by Day. We're in the podcast room. We're underneath this banner of Life in the Glass House. Pastors and the pastor's family lives in a glass house. Everybody kind of has access to them and all that. And so we want to be praying for our pastors and the pastor's family. And so I've got Drew Brewer here, and he's helping us with some incredible ways that we can be praying for our pastors. And so we talked about their perseverance. We talked about their preaching, that it would not only be true to God's word, but that it would be made clear to the people. What's the next one?
Purity.
Purity. Okay. Explain that.
Yeah. So this idea that pastors, elders, teachers, whatever you want to call them, are held to a very high standard.
Mm-hmm.
And it does the name of God a great disservice when we do things as pastors to defame it.
Mm.
So this prayer of, Lord, keep them from sin, protect their purity, keep them faithful to you. Don't let them do anything that would cause your name to appear less holy.
Mm.
We see when Jesus tells us how to pray in Matthew 6, the first thing he says is, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed or holy be your name,
mm-hmm.
that would be our priority.
Yeah.
And then he ends the Lord's Prayer in verse 13. He says, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And Jesus tells the disciples in Luke 22, they're going up to the Mount of Olives, and his departing word to them as he goes off to pray is, pray that you would not be led into temptation.
Wow.
And they were,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But that we would actively pray for ourselves and our pastors, that we would flee temptation,
yeah.
Fight temptation.
Yeah.
Because Paul says in 1 Timothy 4, set the believers an example. He's talking to Timothy, mm-hmm. who is an elder. Set the believers an example in speech, conduct, love, faith, purity.
Yeah.
Keep a close watch on yourself.
Yeah.
So we have to be very yeah. careful.
Guard your heart and guard your doctrine closely. Is that what it
yeah.
says? Something along those lines? Yeah. I think oftentimes we think, or people in the pew think, that comes easy. That comes easy for a pastor.
Yeah. It's just a given.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And it's probably one of the... There's a reason why Paul uses such strong language to mortify the flesh.
Yeah.
You know, it's because you can't play around with it.
Yeah.
You know, it's not kid gloves type stuff here. You've got to be killing the flesh. And so pastors... And the tragic thing about this is when a pastor falls, everybody knows about it. Right.
Especially today.
Yeah.
Everything that happens is public.
Everything,
domain.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all
everything,
there.
Everything. And so
I think it was John Owen, maybe not, but John Owen, who said, if you're not killing sin, it'll be killing you.
Yep.
And
yep.
that's true for everyone.
Right.
But pastors, again, are held to that higher standard.
Absolutely.
Of purity.
Absolutely. Good. So pray for their perseverance. Pray for their clarity of preaching. Pray for their purity. Next Monday, we've got another way that you can pray for your pastor.